out your bed.
Good morning, good morning.
Don't be asleep, she.
Good morning, good morning.
Okay.
Hey-o, this is Art.
And this is Connie. And this is the Get Up Team podcast with Art and Connie. And here we are on another day.
Yeah, it's another one. Everybody's on deck. And I think if you guys could hear what was going off the camera, Connie and I are trying to figure out what the heck to debate about. And if y'all could hear this conversation, you would understand some other things about us. But we've decided that we're going to debate today about breakfast. We've had breakfast episodes before. You can go back and hear about our savory and sweet, how breakfast is good for you episodes, past podcasts. We have touched on it, but now we're in versus territory. You're going to hear me and Connie going at it over just mundane things that are versus this versus that. And today it's going to be bacon versus sausage.
Sausage.
And at the title of this article on the Insider, it says bacon might actually be better for you than sausages for breakfast. Here's why. Right. But I think we should be the judge of that. We shouldn't let this article tell us that bacon is better than sausage. We should say what our thoughts are, because I'm going to tell you straight off, bacon is better than sausage.
No way.
Yep.
I'm like in the sausage camp. I just like sausage.
Only way I'm going to fuck with sausage is if it's on a McMuffin.
Italian sausages.
Well, I like Italian sausages. We're talking about breakfast sausage. Only breakfast sausage.
Well, what? Italian sausage or breakfast sausages? Chicken apple sausages or breakfast? I mean, that's what I eat for breakfast.
Chicken apple sausages. Yeah, I know those ones. But Italian sausages should be put in an Italian dish with pasta. And that's what those Italian sausages are not for breakfast. The chicken apple, yes, you can do that. That's allowed.
I think any kind of sausage can be eaten for breakfast.
Anything can be eaten for breakfast. KFC and Pizza Hut can be eaten for breakfast. The whole point is that we got to figure out right now that bacon is number one for so many reasons. Why would you just want sausages by themselves? Like, I know friends that have a fetish for maple sausage.
Chicken maple sausages.
Yeah, just regular Jimmy Dean sausage with maple fillings and a Johnsonville sausage with maple, Vermont maple or whatever it is. I want some of my syrup to maybe get on my sausages, but I want to kind of still be able to keep it separate. I don't need it incorporated into the sausage. That's why I want bacon for the same
thing. It's too sweet.
Yep.
Oh, but bacon with syrup. When the syrup gets on your bacon.
Right, and that's okay.
Maple syrup cured bacon or whatever. That sounds all right.
Yeah, the mental illness is that I need it to happen less planned and more organically. See, when you mix it into the ingredients already, then you're planning. So yeah, it's like Thanksgiving when you got candy yams on there, but you got mac and cheese and you got collard greens with hot sauce. You got all of your turkey and dressing.
The yam juice sneaks over.
See? It's not all up in there. It just sneaks over, and that makes it a good-ass dish. Oh, that's what happens with the bacon.
It's over. It's just a little bit. It's a little tease.
The bacon.
I'm just a little drip. But not like the whole thing.
The bacon is next to the pancakes. They happen to get some syrup on it. That's okay. But for you to have maple cured, thick cut bacon with the maple already in it, I'm not having that. Nope. Keep it separate, keep it pure. And if they kind of touch and mingle, that's cool. But I don't know. Is there a metaphorical racist overtone to that? I don't want my breakfasts mixing. But if they dabble just a little bit over there, that's okay.
They just sneak over again, like mix.
Oh. Yeah, they can mix up a little bit, but just
they can just jump over and like jump back, but they can't be mixing. Oh, okay.
You can't just mix it all together from the start. Nope.
I don't know. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with like bacon, like date bacon wrap dates. Have you ever had that bacon wrap dates? That's
I don't like dates, so that's what kills that.
Okay, down with bacon. Otherwise, I'm choosing sausage over bacon.
Well, let's talk about it on the science then. How about that? Insider tells us right away.
This might change my mind though, but okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, unless you want to take it over, I'll give you the article. Compared to its competition, bacon is the lower calorie option. Ba-ding-ding, there you go. But
then how many slices of bacon do you eat when you eat?
I don't know. Me, I'm probably going to eat.
This is two slices of bacon is about 80 to 90 calories. But do you just eat two slices or do you eat like four or six?
Yeah, usually three or four.
So then we're looking at 160 to 180 calories. How many sausages would you eat? One or two?
Well, we're talking about portion control here, but I mean, in general, it'd probably be three or four of that as well.
Oh, well, okay, then bacon.
I mean, if it's any given morning, I'll probably do two sausage links and three to four slices of bacon. That would be the rate
here. Together?
No, not together. I'm just trying to think of any typical thing.
Three slices of bacon or two links.
Yeah, something like that. There's just a mental block in my head about doing more than two links in one breakfast, but I can easily open a pack of bacon and just say, I'm not just going to put two pieces of bacon down. I'm going to put three down normally because I'm going to eat one of them before I even make my plate. While I'm making the other stuff that goes with the bacon, I'm going to eat that one piece of bacon. That's the third piece. I'm going to eat that. And then when I make my plate, there'll be two pieces of bacon, egg, whatever, pancakes, hash browns, toast, the whole nine.
Okay.
Why do you mean
No, I'm just saying. Okay, I get it. I just don't ever cook bacon. That's like, I just don't cook bacon at home.
Because you're scared of the grease or something?
Well, I mean, one is like, I don't know, it just makes the whole house smell. But I've worked in a restaurant. And I used to eat bacon before this, but when I worked at this restaurant, and they get the bacon in, it would be like this 10-pound box of bacon or something crazy. Then they would cook it all in one day. Like half cook everything. So they would lay it out in a baking pan, throw it in the oven, half cook it, and then store it up. And then the grease, they would just dump into a big old vat and they would use that to cook other stuff later. And then when people ordered bacon, then they would take the half cooked bacon, throw it in the oven, heat it up and then serve it. But like after just watching all this bacon and all this fat rolling off of it, it was like smelling like, at just some point, I was like, oh, I can't eat bacon anymore.
It's made out of the same animal, pork sausage and bacon.
Well, I'm eating chicken sausage, so I'm not eating pork sausage. But the smell, after a while, I was like, oh. You know, when you just work in an industrial situation, the smell, you're smelling it, you're like, at some point, you're like, oh, I don't. You know, even like when you work in like a sugar factory or like bakery or something, at some point, you're like, man, I'm just overwhelmed by the smell. And so after that, I was like, oh, I can't eat bacon anymore. It was not pleasant watching all that bacon, cooking all that bacon. I was like, ugh. So anyways, now I'm like, I don't really make bacon at home anymore. But I don't really eat bacon. I mean, all the time I eat it is like, if you're at some place and they have bacon wrapped cakes, I'm like, oh. But outside of that, I'm like, nah, pass on the bacon.
All right. Well,
you're like, all right, that's weird.
No, I'm just dealing with your offshoots there. And I'm like, I'm going to come back to this compared to this competition. Okay, bacon is the lower calorie option.
To me that it says
and then you went into how much
calories.
Yeah. So what this article is trying to say is if you want to deal with the higher fats and things like that, the two slice serving of bacon contains only 5 grams of fat, which two is saturated fats. But a Johnsonville breakfast sausage product, set sausage, contains 9 to 13 grams of total fat per serving. So they're saying if you had to choose between the two, choose two slices of bacon in this article in particular that you found.
That's why I pulled this, because I would have just gone with sausage every day, all day. But then I read that and I was like, oh, that's interesting. I wouldn't have thought that bacon had more. Well, it says it has more protein and less fat than sausages. I know. Sausages were so fat. But now I know. Now I got to rethink it. Like, maybe I should be eating bacon when I'm at the restaurant. Two slices of bacon instead of two sausages.
Yep. It says if you're hoping to consume a high protein breakfast, the two meat options are comparable. So you can get your protein out of it for sure. Serving of bacon contains 6 grams of protein, while a 1.1 ounce patty of sausage generally contains 5 grams of protein. And a serving of three sausage links contains 10 grams of protein.
Yeah, that's not that much protein. 10 grams compared to like how much fat there is.
How much protein do you think you should have?
Well, I mean, in one meal, you should probably have like 20 grams of protein. So I guess you got to like throw on an egg, because that would probably have another 10, 12 grams of protein. Yeah. Maybe you got to throw on 2 eggs and 2 slices of bacon.
Yeah, I think that that's...
It's a chicken breast. Get your protein.
Oh, boy. And a chicken breast, too. Just to get all your protein up. Have yourself a protein shake and bypass all the fats and everything. But in general, bacon is better for you just as far as...
Well, it seems like about. Bacon, if you're comparing bacon and sausage, it sounds like bacon is healthier for you.
Versus bacon wins.
I know, bacon wins on the health side.
Yeah.
And I gotta admit, I was not a bacon person, but now I gotta rethink it. Maybe it's like, okay.
Well, you got a bad trigger because of the restaurant. Huh? Yeah, your trigger is the restaurant memory, so that's something that grosses you out, I suppose.
Yeah, you know, when you like cook things in volume like that. I mean, it was like a case of bacon. And then you open it up, it's all raw. It's like all this fat, raw meat. You're like,
I worked in a university kitchen. I saw all that. I used to have to dump the grease out of the fryers. And there was a special can for that, a special receptacle for that. And you would always slip on it because other people weren't as meticulous as you. So they'd spill it outside of the thing a little bit sometimes. That was back in the day. There's probably a mechanism for it now, but back in the day you had to do all that, you know. Yeah, you had no, that little valve
thing,
that
and they'd be pouring it into this metal vat, and then like,
yeah,
then
there's a little valve that it pours out of. Yeah, and then you have to take that outside, and then there's a special company that comes and scoops all that special fat
up. That the fat oil, or is that just regular deep fryer oil?
Bacon fat, French fry fat.
They would cook with it. They would make like some kind of salad dressing with it.
Yeah. So that's the trigger that makes you feel like, if when you smell it, it brings you back to those days and the visualizations of that. Yeah. You know, I
the smell like... of it is just like, oh, that's not right. I don't like it.
Yeah. If I'm gonna do sausage links or something like that, it's cool. It's not like I dislike them, but I think I just like bacon better. I'm glad to hear that it's more nutritious, quote unquote nutritious. It's horrible for you, but when I'm doing this noon thing, you can do the proteins. It's just your heart that gets fucked up, but your body will process the proteins without the pancakes, without all that other shit. They're loving the 2 eggs and the 3 slices of bacon. Your body's like, cool, I can fuck with this, and you'll get leaner. You know, but you might have a heart attack, but you're going to get leaner. So I'm trying to figure out how to put more proteins into my diet and things like that. So it's nice to know that too, that no matter what, if I choose bacon or sausage, it's okay. Sausage and eggs. Don't throw no toast in there.
Oh, really? Ooh. Wait, you can't have toast? Why can't you have toast?
I mean, you can have wheat toast or something like that, but it's still toast. It's still messed up. You can't, if you really want to get at it, you got to go more keto with it. Just the proteins of the egg and the sausage.
Oh, you got to do more protein, less bread.
Less bread.
Pancakes, less fluffy stuff. All
right. Yep. I've been told.
Is that what the Noom is telling you? Is that part of
it? This is what a lot of people have told me, but Noom is saying the same thing. Yeah. They don't want you to do bacon and eggs too much either.
They're telling you to go with the chicken breast.
They're telling you to go with oatmeal and cinnamon and apples. Oh, Yeah, so I'm like, I better start liking it. On my Instacart list, I have that. I do get bacon, though. I cooked bacon this morning.
Oh, okay. I had pancakes last time, but we put them in the oven, and we baked them. It was a baked, wow. It was like really a cake.
Yeah, that thick ass. Yeah, we talked about that in our last one. Like, too thick is not good either. Too thin is Crepesville.
Yeah, we talked about I like that. The baked ones, though. I have to say, it was actually really good.
You just like cake, homie. You just like cake. You don't like... It's not, you eating a fucking thick ass piece of cake.
It was like that. It was like a pancake that wasn't that thick. Then you put some chocolate chips in there.
Yeah, this is a perversion of pancakes is what you're talking about. You gotta quit that, y'all. Butter, syrup, stop playing.
You put in there.
You can maybe put blueberries in there or strawberries and bananas, but that's even more perverted than you should go. Pancakes, a little cinnamon. Maybe some blueberries. Let it go after that. Butter it. Put some syrup on it. It shouldn't be thick as a. I don't even know what size this is, but it's too thick for a pancake. This, if you can put an like inch this. In your like fingers,
that. An inch maybe.
Yeah, an inch pancake is not a pancake anymore.
But you just cook, like cook it in a pan. It's pancake batter in a pan.
Go listen to our debate about.
I tried cooking it in the rice cooker, that worked out okay. Surprising. Oh, yeah.
Have your fun food experiments. Go away, mad scientist. I'm not going to stop you having that type of fun with your accessories and accoutrements, but I'm not going to change the name of the pancake that is the proper American pancake to something that's the size of a cake or too small, almost the size of a crepe. We talked about it. Been there, done that. We're not going to go back on that because Connie's firmly in the thin pancake zone. She's not moving off of it. So
yeah, I might move off the sausage train though.
You can do it. Yeah. And then when you're talking about sausage, that chicken apple sausage, that's all that new shit where it's just like a healthy alternative. But when I'm talking about sausage, I'm also talking about Johnsonville pork. Yeah. You know, I'm talking about pork sausage, like all the healthy alternatives out there. That's whatever. That's for all the hipsters. You know, that's cool. But I'm talking about pork sausage links, pork sausage patties. Just throw it down. Bob Evans.
Impossible patties now. Impossible sausage.
Impossible for me to eat that shit when I know that there's perfectly good sausage out there.
I think it tastes pretty good though. The texture is good. The flavor is good.
Yeah, it's the same thing that people say with turkey sausage or turkey bacon. I'm like, well, it's something. It's not the same.
Yeah, but it's not bad. Turkey bacon is not bad.
How would you say that in a love life? Because you want the dude that's got the pizzazz, the fat, the fucking decadence to it. It's like, oh no, I got this guy. He's not the same as that, but he's not bad. It's I can go for that. This is more safe and healthy for me. That one over there was going to drive me crazy and put me in the ground earlier. I'll go with the turkey version of the dude. I'm not going with the turkey version of the girl. No, 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 no. Give me the full-on thick thick hickory smoke bacon cut female. Take me on an adventure. We end up stroking from a heart attack. You know, we just lock up, you know. Par for the course. It's more fun than going for the chicken sausage female.
Bacon. I think turkey bacon on its own is all right. I don't know. I think
bacon is fucking delicious. I've gone to bars where they just give you bacon at the bar with a drink. What? And it's delicious. It's so good.
They serve you beer and bacon?
Oh, they serve you cocktails, beer, and bacon. Yeah, straight up. I mean, it's bacon. All over the country.
I like that. I like the way it sounds. I don't know about
the library bar downtown LA. I started that I started this over a decade ago down there. I'm a trendsetter, as you know, as everyone probably assumes. I had them fix me bacon and figure out how to charge it. I was like, give me bacon. However you would charge it, just keep stacking them up and just keep charging for the bacon. And people were seeing this and they were like, dude, that's a great idea. Just bacon with your cocktail. Better than peanuts, better than pretzels. Just bacon. And they served pork belly at this place too. It was kind of high end. They served pork belly as well. It was really good pork belly. But I was like, no, I want bacon. There's a whole texture thing to bacon. And that's probably killing myself doubled up on the bourbon and the bacon. You know, I was doing a number on my body, but it was so fucking good. I don't want you to pull out some turkey sauces for me and that. And that. I want the real deal. I don't know. I think it's nice that you are healthy, though. It keeps you looking
well, it's like not because it's healthy, because I don't even think that is very healthy, but I just like it.
Oh, yeah? You don't think it's healthy?
I don't think so. We just read about it. It seems like sausage is not healthy.
Sausage is all the stuff.
Sausage is just saying it is ground not, up. It's a ground up whatever. Whatever they got scrapped, it gets ground up and put into a sausage.
I always look at it like that, though. I look at the realness of it. I'm like, this is the ground up shit that's like all of the stuff that's not on the rib when you go get your ribs or when you go get your other cuts. This is all the other stuff. But what they do, they figured this out a long time ago. They were like, this is disgusting. We're going to grind it up and then we're going to put a whole bunch of spices on this shit. That's going to mask what the hell it is. And that's what a sausage essentially is. Bacon's a much more purest form of this thing. Bacon is just cut off of that part of the belly and you know, made thin.
Yeah,
but that sausage
it's like a piece of meat. The sausage is everything ground up. Whatever's left over, they grind it up, put it in that casing.
And butchers are just like, throw some paprika in it. That'll make them not know.
Put some herbs in there.
Herbs and paprika. They'll never know.
And a lot of salt.
And serious amounts of salt. They're going to eat it like it's just Thanksgiving dinner. And we do. We do. So there you have it. For you breakfast aficionados, you got two episodes now where we just said we're just going to come at you with these verses and we're going to give you the goods. And we don't know why you would be clicking on this, but you must like breakfast. That's what we're going to assume. And so we
like gave you a breakfast. Little bit of,
huh?
I'm curious. I like breakfast. I was interested to know like that bacon is actually healthier than sausage. Like that's interesting. I wouldn't have thought that, but now I know.
Yes. Once you talk it through and you realize that the sausage is all the guts and stuff, you know, you're like, yeah, I can see why.
I'm not going to eat sausage anymore.
Well, there you go. So I say stick to the bacon side. Connie, up until this moment, was on the sausage side.
I was definitely swayed on the sausage camp, but now I'm kind of reconsidering.
Versus bacon wins for the second time.
Impossible sausage. Maybe I'm going to go that route.
Ugh, it's impossible to even think about it. It's impossible to even think it would be good, but you go ahead and try it and let us know. That might have to be one of our food challenges, try and trick me.
Oh yeah, I can have like little sausage plates and I don't think they'll know.
Oh, I'll know. I am a fat connoisseur. That's how I got my fat. I got skills, so we can do that on camera. I'm very confident. There won't be a problem. I don't know. Just like I know about my women. I don't go for turkey versions. I don't go for, I want the real deal.
Turkey bacon.
No, none of that. So we'll do that down the road for sure. After we eat some octopus and all that other stuff. I'm like, we're going to trick art.
Never.
Never. So I guess that's the end of the episode. This is the end of the verses. Bacon won. Last time, pancakes won. She stuck with her thin stuff, but we know pancakes won. So now we're on to
pancakes won.
Pancakes versus eggs. I don't know what your next one is, but we'll check that out next time. I want you to know, breakfast lovers, that I'm Art.
And this is Connie. And this is the Get Up Team podcast with Art and Connie. And remember, eat a little sunshine for breakfast.
And remember to like, follow, subscribe, spread this word to your friends. And most importantly, don't be a sleep sheep. Go with thegut.com and get one for your friends. Don't be walking around with your eyes wide shut. Peace. Love and hair grease.